You know, I always call it there is a science and art to manifestation. First of all, we are all manifesting because manifestation is just bringing from our thoughts into our physical world, everything what we keep, entertaining in our heads. But a lot of times people manifest unconsciously because whatever we have in our life, believe it or not, we manifested already with our thinking. So the point is that now we learn how to consciously direct our thoughts into something that we want, right? And we connect with that. And what I always say, people want to see fast results, but manifestation is also reprogramming our mind. It's just upgrading our paradigms, right? Our operating system. And if we've been operating for so many years with one system of beliefs, it's not that simple as just, chick, 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 and get something else, right? So it takes time and repetition. And that's exactly what this work involves. That's why they say at least a year to give yourself, that permission to start really like penetrating into this work, to immerse, like not only just understanding, but actually putting on, and embody that, like feel with every cell of your body that you are living that life, right? And a lot of times when we talk about manifestation, we say once you're on that frequency, okay, people can visualize, people can have these beautiful dreams, but once they go down because of their doubts, because of their worries, guess what? They are lowering their frequency. And it means they're not acting at the frequency of that person that already has it all, right? So again, it has to be consciously noticed and reminded ourselves so we can uplift our, again, like on these elevated emotions, because we have to remind that person from my future, they wouldn't be acting this way. They wouldn't be worrying about it, right? So that's exactly, it's like we are training and training and training. So it's all repetition. It's all the patience. It's all giving ourselves the time, because that's exactly what we need, because we are actually training our brain muscle and it takes time. So that's exactly the misconception. People want to have fast results, or they want to have like to say, okay, where is it going to happen? But I compare it like if you were to learn to play the new instrument, it's not going to happen in a couple of months. You're not going to become an expert, right? So it's the same thing as like you, if you put your energy, if you put your skills and action steps, right? Because manifestation is also like sitting down and saying, this is where I am today. What kind of steps can I do in order to get myself to another level? So it's like, a lot of things, it's a lot of working with our mind and also creating these steps for ourselves that moving us in the direction that we want to go. And I always say, look, we all went to the college and we were okay. For 4 years, we are not making any income. We know that we are just gonna be like embracing studies. So now when we say, okay, at least give yourself a year to see a great progress. Well, some people might have it earlier than a year. It's like everybody has their own time and we can't predict these things because everybody vibrates on their own level, right? But the point is people are okay with the traditional path when they know that if they go to college, they invest the money and they sit tight, not expecting anything come back until they graduate, right? But with this work, they want everything like right now, like yesterday, and it just doesn't work. So that's why this is not for everybody. A lot of people quit before they actually start seeing the results because, oh my God, I spent so much money and I don't see anything. But it's like it's for somebody who just sticks and keep going, growing. And that's the people who actually see the results. Everybody wants to live the lives that they want for themselves. People who don't want to settle with, whatever we were taught that life should look like, right? So people who are constantly on a search of what's in it for me, what is there? I want to tap to that. And it also takes that resilience, takes that tenacity. People who are stubborn by nature in a good way, right? That they are not gonna quit because they're so curious what's out there. Like, I'm not gonna quit until I wanna see for myself where it's gonna take me, right? the more success you have, you still continue on the, you know, like support structure, because all successful people still have the mentors because they still want to grow. And it's just, you know, going, scaling up, growing to a different level. So it's like this kind of work never stops.
Are you finding it difficult to create consistent marketing content? Are you uninspired or unsure what you could write or talk about? I am Ags and I interview entrepreneurs in order to help them create foundational content pieces. Here is what a previous client had to say about the experience.
That you've got the ability to make people feel at ease and all that. But the thing was, the ability to get to the authenticity. I felt as you asked me questions, you took me to the place where I wanted to be, but I hadn't really even realized that yet.
Would you like to know more? Check out houseofhives.com.